All right, so one of our, in the gospel reading, Jesus is talking to some people about this tradition of washing their hands. And Reverend Jeannie and I have a tradition of washing our hands too, right before we start the Eucharistic prayers, the Holy Communion part, right? Have you guys seen us do that? If not, you got to pay attention, because one of the acolytes will come over with this bowl, and they have this special piece of material and this cruet of water, and they pour the water over our hands. But Reverend Jeannie and I, we wash our hands with soap and water before church even begins. And then, before we even come over, we use hand sanitizer. So for sure, our hands are sparkly, germ-free, clean. Why on earth would we then... Come here, Ethan, you can show how we do it. Come on over here. Why on earth would, in the middle of service, would Ethan come over and pour the water over my fingers like this? And then, this is what Reverend Jeannie does. She flicks him in the face with the water. Why? Because that's special. Thank you. Why? Here, you can put that stuff down. Why would I go through that? Or why would Reverend Jeannie do that? Yeah, Uza?
Because it's tradition.
Because it's tradition. That's a good answer. But there's a reason behind it. What do you think the reason is? Yeah, Tibetchi? So when we break the bread, there shouldn't be any germs or dirty fingers. That's a good guess. But there's even another reason. Yeah?
Because it's
holy water, you're getting closer. What is water is symbolic for getting us close to God. When's the time that you got water on you to make you close to God? Yes, you guys, just both of you say it out loud.
When
you were baptized, right. So it all has meaning, like meaning and double meaning. And when Ethan is going to pour the water over Jeannie's hands, I don't know what Jeannie says inside of her head and heart, but if I was doing it, I pray, oh, remember God, to, you know, thank you for this remembrance that I'm really close to you. You know, forgive me of my sins and that I'm really close to you. And so I wanted you guys to see this. And when at church, when you guys come back, when we're just about to start communion prayers, you'll see us do this, right? Right over there on the side. So pay attention. And then you too, whenever you wash your hands with water, can remember that it's a symbol of being close to God and that you're cleaning yourself inside and out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of that? Yeah, okay. So when would you say that prayer? When do you wash your hands? Please say you wash your hands at least once a day. A couple times? Yeah. So when you're praying, say, thanks God for letting me wash my hands and remember. Help me to remember I'm close to you. Just a thought. So come on around and let's say our prayer. And then Ethan, I'm going to have you... Go put this back because you know where it goes. But you can stay here for the prayer. So come on down. Put our hands out. Dear God, we thank you for all aspects of ourselves and particularly our hands, that we do good work with our hands and that when we wash them, we remember that you want us close to you. And we say this in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.